नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नमस्ते सारसति देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि गौर भक्त वृंद
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
मुगाखिलो दिवाचाल मंगलं गायते गिरि
who come in all the yugas, but they give
partial mercy. They give liberation, other benedictions, but to get the love of Krishna, that is very, very difficult. That's the most difficult thing to get. Only Lord Krishna himself gives out love of Krishna. But even Lord Krishna doesn't give it out freely. He gives it out only to those who surrender to him. So the devas, they were lamenting how they always miss out on getting this love for Krishna. But they were praying to Lord Chaitanya that this time, in this incarnation, that they could get this priceless jewel, this invaluable gem of pure love for Krishna. And we may take it very cheap, Krishna Bhakti. We don't realize how hard it is to get. Normally, people are motivated to do religious things because of desire for more sense gratification or because they want to get liberated from all the suffering. Actually have a spontaneous desire to serve Krishna, to have a natural attraction to Krishna, what to speak of even have a love for Krishna, like the gopis naturally have for Krishna, is something very, very special, very rare. Priceless, most valuable jewel that there is. So they were praying for this blessing from Lord Chaitanya. They said, actually, we don't want any material blessings. In fact, in the heavenly planets, we already have too much sense gratification. We don't need any more of that. There's so much sense gratification that it's a big distraction. The only problems we face is sometimes we're attacked by demons who also want to enjoy that sense gratification by plundering it. Or otherwise, the biggest problem is we're so much distracted by the sense gratification that we don't try to get your Krishna Bhakti. We don't try to get your devotion. We think that this material sense gratification is very nice, and we forget the real happiness. So this way we're cheated. Material nature is cheating us, depriving us from the real happiness, the real ecstasy, the real bliss that we're really hankering for. Because material happiness, even in heavenly quantities, is not fully satisfying. It's very superficial compared to the real happiness and the real experience of love for Krishna, which actually comes from the soul, from the Atma, where all this material happiness is just the sensation and the external mind and senses. So therefore they fell at the feet of Lord Chaitanya and begged him that in this incarnation, please accept us as your devotees. Give us this mercy. You're going to be giving out the mercy freely to even the most fallen souls. Please, we your devotees, don't deprive us. We don't want to be the only ones who don't get the mercy. We should also feel so much anxiety. Being a human being, being born in such a place as the planet Earth, Bharatvarsha, when Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement is here. If we blow it, if we miss out and don't get Krishna Prema in this lifetime, we really have messed up our valuable human form of life. What could be the greater wrath? What could be the greater misfortune than to be so close to having pure love of Krishna and not getting it. Selling out for some cheap sense gratification or for some paltry position in the material world or for some kind of name or fame or anything that Maya can offer us would be the worst misfortune that we could endure. So the devas, they were desperate. If we had only a little bit of that desperation, we take it so for granted, this Krishna consciousness which we got given to us, we can't even figure out how we were so fortunate. Simply Prabhupada made our fortune for us. He gave us this mercy directly and through his representatives. Even we have no qualification. Maybe you are all qualified, but I have negative qualification. Somehow I got in this position to be practicing Krishna consciousness, even I'm not able to do it at all very well. Certainly we want to not mess up. So like this, so many things were happening before the birth of Mother Sachi's baby, Sachi Nandana. Gauranga! 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 Jagannath Misra looking at his wife, said, "You're effulgent. You're glowing in the dark. What's happened? Why are you so effulgent? You're not the same. I mean, what's happened to you?" Little thing, but of course they never really kind of figured it out. One day, they had a surprise visitor to their house. Advaita Acharya came visiting. Advaita Acharya is the senior most Brahmin of Navadvipa, and he's Brahmin of Vaishnava. So coming to a humble young couple's house, like Jagannath Misra and Mother Sachi, they were very, very honored. And they offered him a seat, and they bathed his feet, and offered him an aarti. The normal thing you do for another senior grihastha, brahmana, who comes to your house, who you want to respect. They offered him obeisances. Then they asked, what is the, how he's so blessed by the association, the visit, I mean, without asking, atiti, right, just the spontaneously coming to the house, how can we serve you, what is the cause of your coming? But Advaita was just looking at Mother Sachi. He had something in his mind. Then he got up. He said, he took the hand of Jagannath Misra and said, "I will tell you everything one day. I will tell you everything. For now, I cannot tell you." And then he walked 7 times around Mother Sachi. 7 times around. There's another mantra from the same Sava. He walked around. And then Jagannath Misra said, "Why is he walking around my wife? What's going on here? What does this mean?" Advaita Gosai, "Can you tell me what's going on?" "I will tell you in due time. For now, you do this one thing. You get some sandalwood paste. You get some nice scented oil. You rub it on the tummy of your wife over the baby." Then he left. The two of them, "What's going on here? You're lying." Well, they could figure, obviously he's not worshipping me, Mother Sachi said. "It must be my baby. It must be that we have a very special son, who's going to do something very wonderful. Maybe he'd be a great, you know, poet or king or some great special person, a great Brahmin." They're Brahmins. They're trying to figure it out. Very great personality. So like this, so many things are happening. Then that very special day was approaching. The day Falgun Purnima. Gaura Purnima ki. Actually, but before that, something else happened. 10 months had passed by because Mother Sachi conceived in the month of January in 1406 Saka era. So she should bear her child in November, December, 10 months later. But nothing was happening, no labor pain, no sight. So she went to her father, Nilambar Chakravarti, to ask what's happening, did an astrological check. And he said that your child's going to be born late. Too bad we don't have such expert astrologers now, you know, the doctors just do cesarean or something. Now, but he late, but he could say, no, the child will be born, should be born 13 months, will be the completion of the pregnancy. So Mika Rishi, the experienced doctor, smiling. We don't have these astrologers in our modern hospitals. So she was patiently waiting. And of course, Nilambar Chakravarti could get a glimpse of, wow, this is a very special child that's going to be born. And then that day came Gaura Purnima, when, and this particular Gaura Purnima, you see, on the full moon, you get lunar eclipse. Sometimes, of course, sometimes you get a solar eclipse also. But that's on the Amavasya side. On the Purnima side, you get the full moon, you get the lunar eclipse. So, the custom in India is when there's a lunar or solar eclipse, you take a holy bath. Just like Krishna went to Kurukshetra after the Kurukshetra war for the solar eclipse to bathe there in the Brahmakunda. And that kundra is still there. I don't know if you've seen it. It's very beautiful. It's a wonderful place, and Krishna bathed there himself. So that was the custom, to go to some holy place and bathe in the water while the eclipse is crossing over. That protects you from any kind of negative influence. And so at that time, the whole Navadvip went to the river. Hundreds of thousands, or maybe millions, I don't know how many people exactly were there, but many hundreds of thousands of people, all in the Ganges River, chanting holy names. Usually they wouldn't chant the holy names because of a kind of a superstition that if you chanted the holy names, you would take away from the potency of the holy names. You had to, because the holy name was so pure and you're impure, so you would drain out the holy name. This is some speculation the Brahmanas had. But they figured out that when you're in the Ganges, since the Ganges water is pure, so you're not going to be contaminating the holy name. So then you could chant. So all these hundreds of thousands of people were chanting, Govinda! So from the river, there was this massive sound of Hari Bol, Govinda, Hari Krishna. And it reached the house of Shiva's Thakur, his house not far from the Ganges. It reached the house of all the Vaishnavas. And they were so happy. They said, who says that eclipse is inauspicious? This is the best day we've ever seen. Everybody's chanting the holy name. What could be better? What could be more wonderful? The whole world is filled with the sounds of the Harinam. So, Lord Chaitanya arranged this environment that he could appear in the midst of Harinam Sankirtan. Then when he appeared, everyone was chanting, and it describes that the whole world just naturally felt very, very happy. And we hope that all of you today, on the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, this anniversary, will also feel from your heart very, very, very happy. That's the mood that permeated the atmosphere everywhere. People were just feeling so happy. Haridas Thakur was in Fulya, Santipur, that side. He used to start dancing in ecstasy. Just start dancing and felt so ecstatic. Advaita was in Santipur. He also started dancing in ecstasy. And the people, they start shouting louder and louder the holy names. Once Mother Sachi, she got the child in her arms and saw the beautiful golden form of the Lord. Called her husband, Pati, Pati, and then you know, he came and said, look it, here is our son. Just look, 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 how beautiful. Then Jagannath Misra took his son in his hands. Already his hands are Ajandalambita Bujo, long up to the knees. All the miniature, you know, features are there. Three lines on his neck, little miniature, and everything is very, very beautiful, golden color. Face like a moon. And his hairs were standing on end. He was feeling so much ecstasy, so much. Wow. He felt so happy. He wanted to give charity to everyone. But he was a very poor Brahmana. What will they give? So in his mind, he was just giving charity to everyone. Gold and silver. His mood was like that. Like Krishna blessed us with this beautiful child. So beautiful. So many wonderful qualities. So he was in this very ecstatic mood of Vatsalya Bhava. So we can understand the significance of this Gaur Purnima makes the whole world happy. There's one thing Lord Chaitanya's appearance was meant to do, was to take away the suffering in the world and make everyone happy. Sometimes people ask the Hare Krishna devotees, what are you doing for the people of the world? What could be a greater gift than to give the world happiness, peace, love? This is the things that Lord Chaitanya is contributing. At that time, all the devas, not all, but I mean many devas, took the form of villagers. They visited the house of Mother Sachi like they were. Navadvipa's a big place, so many Brahmins, you don't know everyone. Mother Sachi said, who are all these very beautiful Brahmin ladies coming in, bringing gifts, blessing the baby with pusa grass on the head, and some akshar rice with the turmeric, and different giving gifts. She said, so many beautiful Brahmana ladies. I never saw them before. Where they all came from. So the extraterrestrial residents of higher planets are coming down just to get a darshan of Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Lord, the Yoga Pita, where the Lord touched, came from the fourth dimension here to this dimension, came from the spiritual dimension here to the visible, from aprakat lila to prakat lila, unmanifest pastime to manifest pastime. So, not everybody could see, but even they see, he's covered by Yoga Maya. But these devas, they knew, this is the Supreme Lord. This is the absolute truth coming in this world. So they're very anxious to see, very anxious to get the association. What a better opportunity to come and touch the Lord when he's a little baby in the form of some motherly neighbor, Brahmana giving. So they're also nectar hounds. They're what they want, the Kripa Shakti. So they're trying to get that mercy also. So like this, there was a big festival in the house of Jagannath Mishra. Soon as the word came, a beautiful baby was born. Musicians gathered outside playing music. Different professional reciters came and were reciting. So many people were coming to take and the normal kind of thing they were doing in those days to get a little, they want another kind of kripa, this way they get some donations. Go to the house of some grihastha just had a baby. But here was something different because these are all very special people just showing up. They had another higher birth. They were drawn there by the super soul. And they all felt spontaneously motivated to glorify this newborn being. Next day there was a big feast, the Jagannath Mishra. That's tomorrow, Jagannath Mishra feast. Mother Sita Chakravarti came on a palanquin. She was such a respectable lady, she wouldn't walk in the public. She would only travel carried by bearers. I can see maybe in the Egyptian movies or something. That was the custom. Really high-class Brahmana ladies, queens, princesses, they won't mix with the public. So she was being carried in a palanquin with color, covered with cloth on the side. So then as she arrived at the house of Jagannath Mishra, Mother Sachi, she came down with her royal gifts, special tiger tooth, gold, the protection of the baby. Then a tiger tooth protects the baby. You see that Nrsingadev, he has a few. Then she had all kinds of herbs, different scented essential things. She gave. She had some turmeric, some kusa grass, some fused rice, all auspicious things to take away any unauspiciousness from the child, to give a blessing. So it reminded me like in the when Christ appears, you have the three wise men coming and giving herbs and things like that. In the Christian Navidad and the Christian tradition. So there was like that, the spontaneously people were coming and giving these auspicious articles to the baby Chaitanya, Viswambara. So people heard, the word spread very fast that Jagannath Mishra has a golden baby. Very beautiful golden baby. Many people wanted to see. It was a very wonderful mood at that time in Navadvip. And naturally everyone was talking about this child, the Sachi Nanda, the Sachi Kumar, child of Mother Sachi. So One other thing, of course, we were discussing when we were on our parikrama, when we went to Janakdweep, and how Janakmuni, he had drunk the Ganges, and after some heartfelt worship and prayers of Bhagirath Maharaj, he re-manifested the Ganga on his body. So she was rerouted away from Janakdweep, and she came this side, very close to Lord Chaitanya's birthplace. So when she got next to Lord Chaitanya's birthplace, she stopped flowing. Because it was this whole pastime must have happened very near to Gaur Purnima. Because it was just a few days before Gaur Purnima. So she stopped. So Bhagi Maharaj, he's carving with his special mystical chariot, which is digging a riverbed into the Bengal soil to make a pathway for the Ganga. So he's digging and digging, going back and forth. The Ganges is famous for having a winding route, because he's supposed to slow down the Ganges, which came from another planet, from just splashing everywhere. So he's digging, looks back, you know, again, no Ganges. So what happened? So he retraces his steps. There he sees the Ganges. Water is there now, but she stopped. Just like there was a glass across. Just stopped. So, all kinds of surprises, and I thought it was neat. There's a big yagya to get the Ganga down to Sagar Island. I'm going to go there, visit Sagar, see the ashram of Kapila Muni. But he was, so this Bhagi Maharaj, he was obviously concerned. Now what happened? Now why the Ganges is not coming? So he was praying to the Ganga, please, why don't you come? So then the Ganga communicated with him that in this place, the golden avatar, Chaitanya's appearance. Even millions of years before, Gaur Purnima was a holy day. In fact, they celebrate holy on this holy day. And she said, once, because Lord Chaitanya left on that day, Krishna Prema is available here. So I want to wait to get to Krishna Prema. Then I'll go with you. So Ganga Mai wanted to get Krishna Prema. How many want Krishna Prema?
Prema!
So this Krishna Prema is there for the getting. She waited for that Gaur Purnima to get the blessing of Krishna Prema. And then she continued on to the Sagar Sangam with the ocean, where she went to the lower planet. So many things happen today. That's why we go to the Ganga to get some Krishna Prema. Take a dip in this holy day. Because I pulled out a few devotees on this day who were drowning. So, be very careful. One person I gave initiation. I went to the Ganges to take my post-initiation, Gaur Purnima did. And there's so many people, in those days the Ganges bank was really high, and he was in the midst of many people, but he was drowning. Same like disciple. And he was waving his arm, but somehow everybody's flashing and playing, nobody's watching, and right next to them, someone is drowning. So I dived in, somehow I got him and dragged him out. He said, Guru Dev, you saved me twice today. But I lost also two disciples. One disciple I lost. I was not there and nobody else was able to save him. So one ought to be very careful. I don't know what happens. Maybe auspicious, but we want you to preach all over the world. Give this Krishna thing. So be very careful. We need all the help we can get. Not time to go back yet. So, like this, Krishna Prema, Pradayati, Ramo Mahabhadanaya, Lord Chaitanya is the greatest benefactor in giving us what has never been given so freely before. When Srila Prabhupada arrived in the Atlanta temple and he saw the Gaudiya Deities there, tears welled up in his eyes. And he said, just see how Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda are so merciful. They have come to this distant place, far away from Maya Gurdam. Such a distant, forsaken place like America. We think here we're isolated. But this is the center of the universe. This is the place where the Lord touched. In the spiritual vision, the deva vision, the interplanetary vision, this is the most important place. Maybe now the superpowers, they come and go. A few years ago, Soviet Union was a superpower. Now it's just a power. Now America thinks superpower. We don't know how long these powers come and go. 200 years ago, America was the place of the buffaloes. What the real power is, Satchidananda Maharaj told us, Kripa Shakti, power of mercy from the Lord. So any country can get that now. They don't have to be as materially advanced. Even America can get it. Anywhere can get it. But they just take that mercy of Lord Chaitanya. It's free for anyone. And when Prabhupada saw Gaudiya, here they are in America, here they are. In this place, Atlanta, Nupaniyaka. He just was so overwhelmed with how merciful Lord Chaitanya is to be there present in that place. And then he taught the devotees how to sing this song. I don't have my voice, it's really finished today. I don't know if there's some devotee like to sing it, but he taught the song, Parama Karuna Mahu Duyara. Nityaim Gaura Chandra Sabe Avataru Sara Siramoni Kevala Nanda Khanda Sabe Avatar Sara Siramoni. The crest jewel amongst all the avatars. Even in this Yoga Narasimha, Nrsingadeva taught Prahlad how to do yoga asanas. The different incarnations, Narayan taught how to do meditation. Ramchandra was having them do fire yajnas. But Nityananda Gauranga gave Ananda Khanda. They're giving simply the sweet part. The Prabhupada compared it. They have a big feast with the bitters and the sabjis and the spinaches and all the different preparations, and at the end of a Bengali menu, you have the sweets. So, in Lord Chaitanya's Leela, you get the sweets first. Right for the sweets, like Gujarati. Sweets first. Kevalam, in fact, only the blissful part, the no austerities. You don't have to wade in the cold, freezing waters of the Ganges, or do difficult austerities, heavy fire yagyas or something. You simply chant Hare Krishna. We're so grateful for His Holiness Satchinanda Maharaj for this year keeping up the chanting. There's so many different activities. I hope many people took advantage sometime of this chanting. We cooked a little bit on the safari during the GBC meetings. We're very thankful His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami, who got everyone last year engaged in chanting the holy names. I remember that during the Prabhupada's presence here in Gaur Purnima, sometime He engaged the devotees in chanting all day long, the whole day from morning to night, kirtan. They made different yatras would take a time, 1 hour, 10 to 11, and they would come and they would chant. And by rotation, they would keep the chanting all day long until after the abhishek. So the whole day, some were doing it all night, but it was more special. But Prabhupada wanted everyone to be chanting a lot of kirtan, especially on this holy occasion. You know, Janmashtami, read the Krishna book from beginning to end. As one of the Vratas, we don't have a Chaitanya book. Bless me, I'd like to write such a book of my purification, combining all the different lilas of all the books. We started, but then I didn't finish it. For this very, very happy day, chanting the holy names, day where we can get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya very easily. And just like when Lord Chaitanya was actually bathed, he was made by the ladies and men both. Of course, because we are, so here we also have ladies bathing Lord Chaitanya, and we have men bathing Lord Chaitanya, and we got one for donors and mixed. Husband and wife can go and bathe together, imagine. So, we have three different bathing opportunities. Everybody can do some abhishek. Hope you all booked your conch shell or lot or whatever it is to do the bathing. It's a wonderful opportunity. And also in the nighttime, the 517 lamps. It's really wonderful to light so many lamps before the Lord. Special seva. So much opportunity for seva, chanting, hearing, reading, bathing, distributing prasadam. So you're assisting Jagannath. You say, why we're distributing prasadam? We're fasting. But Prabhupada said, look at this, many people, they don't fast. They're going to eat some karmic foods or some bhoga, better than eat prasadam. Those who are fasting, they'll fast. They're not going to eat. The people who eat are those who they're not fasting, so give them prasadam. And for tomorrow, of course, even the devotees fasting, everybody feasts. So like this is a rejoicing day. Just like Jagannath Mishra, he was feeding everyone, so we can help Jagannath Mishra. In the name of Jagannath Mishra, feeding all the people. So, maybe there's some questions. Or comment. Satchinanda Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, thank you very much for this lecture. I have a question since quite some time. We have the concept that Lord Krishna can appear in the form of His holy name, in the form of the deity. Could you talk maybe on this particular day a little bit how to request Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to appear in the heart of a devotee? I think we, as Vaishnavas, hold the strong opinion that the Lord has appeared obviously in His Leela for, let me say, for, yes, 500, what is it? 500. 70 years ago, but he can also appear in the mind or the heart of a devotee if that heart is made a dham, a holy place. Prabhupada, he said that this is possible in terms of Krishna. So, you are our expert on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please tell us how we can make Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appear in our lives, or in the movement, and so on.
I think there are many experts on Lord Chaitanya. I don't have any expertise, but I just like to remember Lord Chaitanya and to speak some of his pastimes. So much more unlimited to know about Lord Chaitanya. We know that the process of devotional service is to make a sitting place in our heart, to make a lotus or an altar, to receive the Lord in our heart. So we need to do a little cleaning, Gundicha Marjana. We can see what Lord Chaitanya did in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila to receive Jagannath. And in that purport, your answer is revealed by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, which Prabhupada quoted in a gigantic purport, I think it's maybe 6 pages or more, and where he explains that what Lord Chaitanya did to clean the Gundicha temple, that's what we should do to clean our heart, so that we can receive the Lord in our temple of our heart. And we know there's one song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur composed also. Nitai Gauranga Bole Natsaya Marmon. Nitai Gauranga Bole Natsaya Marmon. Natsaya Marmon. Natsaya Marmon. Nitai Gauranga Bole Natsaya Marmon. This means Nitai Gauranga, when we chant their holy name, they dance in our mind. Someone told me, what is this Nibjai Gauranga Natsya Marmon? They said, what is this Mormon thing? They thought I was talking about the Mormons. It's not Mormon, it's Natsya Amar Mon. My mind, he's dancing in my mind. So we make our mind like a temple. We make, by chanting the names is the most purifying thing. Avoiding all the envious things, avoiding the envy, anger on other Vaishnavas, avoiding the offenses. Here's one of the most, the devotee I find so nice, so much nice Vaishnava etiquette, always avoiding the Vaishnava aparadas, very gentle and kind, His Holiness Bhakti Churu Maharaj. We need to clean our heart like the clean following the footsteps of Maestro Mahaprabhu, that we can be free from any kind of dirt in our heart, that we can have more Chaitanya come there and sit. So we know that actually our heart, I mean my heart is so, it's required like bulldozers. Lord Chaitanya is using just the brooms and then I need the bulldozers to get out the dirt from my heart. And there's a crane and all kind of moving the garbage like this kind of urban rebuilding of the, gaining the beaches, and they put all the garbage like that. Like, so much garbage is there from this life and so many millions of lives. Somehow, Lord Chaitanya is so merciful that by His unlimited mercy, if we just somehow humbly plead at His Lord's feet, even if we have all this garbage, somehow He can bless us, then this heart becomes, He will sit there and make it all pure. So that's the special that Kripa I'm waiting for. But in the meantime, to show that I'm sincere, I'm trying to also do as much cleaning as I can, although Prabhupada, even he looked at one time I was sitting there, all of us were there here in the temple. That time was in that temple. And he said that we know the soul is pure, and we just have to clean the dirt off from it, then the pure soul will be there. He He said, sometimes I think that I'm rubbing a piece of coal. No matter how much I rub, more and more black is coming. So that's, I was in that group. Coal heart. Keep rubbing. Somewhere, and we know that somewhere underneath this coal, there's some diamond is there, some pure Atma is there, but we need to get that purified. So you can get purified by hearing the beautiful words from His Holy Bhakti Chuma Maharaj when I go to the Bengali audience.